Well, the annual Jazz and Heritage Festival ended last night in New Orleans, and among the many performers were no fewer than 23 marching bands. The sound you're hearing matters because it's been endangered. Marching bands are a big part of New Orleans culture, but since Hurricane Katrina, many are struggling, especially high school bands. Ashley Kahn reports from New Orleans on efforts to prevent a part of musical history from becoming history.
The marching bands of New Orleans are one of the oldest musical traditions in America. They're heard all during Mardi Gras season and at social events throughout the year. And where else but New Orleans does a funeral traditionally end with dancing in the street?
Once the body's in the ground, you cut the body loose, it's time for the spirit and joy, it's time to dance. Rebirth Brass Band, take us home.
In New Orleans, the appeal of marching band starts early. Playing a trumpet or a sousaphone in high school is often cooler than being a jock.
I remember when I was at St. Augustine, we used to, you know, have this little saying, this little joke. If you are not band material, you know, try out for the football team.
Davis also founded the Dirty Dozen Brass Band and currently books jazz and marching bands for the Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Hey, listen up. Y'all got to get in front of the band, all right?
The marching band really, really was a source of pride for the school and the community. I don't think that there is another place that exists like New Orleans where the young kids have an opportunity to go out and play, to go out into the French Quarter and go out to these funerals and ply your wares there.
The history of marching bands in New Orleans started long before John Philip Sousa, and it sounds very different from halftime at college football games. Trumpeter Gregory Davis.
The marching band that exists here grew out of the French military style of funerals, the difference being in a New Orleans marching band, you have a little freedom to add a little bit. You can put more of yourself into the part.
One can easily hear how the sound of marching bands has influenced almost every style of New Orleans music. It's in the bouncing melodies and rolling rhythms of many of the city's soul and funk groups. And especially its modern-day brass bands, which found a way of mixing the marching band formula with rhythm and blues and jazz. It's no surprise that the resumes of a significant number of New Orleans' best-known musicians include some marching band experience. Wynton and Branford Marsalis, Terrence Blanchard, and almost every brass band member once wore a high school uniform.
Hey! One, two, ready, play!
Before Katrina, school budget cuts were already making things difficult for marching band programs in New Orleans. After the hurricane, things were brought to a halt.
All of our uniforms were destroyed. Our percussion instruments, all our sousaphones, destroyed.
Virgil Tiller is a musician who graduated from St. Augustine and is now one of the school's band directors. St. Augustine was one of the high schools hit hardest by Katrina.
This was a $200,000 state-of-the-art band room. We had 67 feet of water in here. We lost about 60 to 70% of our music library.
Before Katrina, St. Augustine had as many as 150 students in the band. Now only 90 are available, as students who have been scattered by the storm slowly find their way back to New Orleans. Some are living with relatives and some even on their own. Again, Virgil Tiller.
In a way, the storm helped the music programs in New Orleans because now they see that without music in the schools, that the heritage and the culture is gone. So now there's an inundation of support for music in the schools. People are across the country that's poured out.
Money, instruments?
Money, instruments. Coca-Cola or McDonald's gave us instruments, uniforms, money, and it helps enormously.
The sound of brass instruments is only now returning to New Orleans high schools, which might be a sign that an important source of the city's music is coming back. But when a marching band is heard, the effect is always the same. Whether it's a Mardi Gras parade on St. Charles Avenue or a performance at the Jazz and Heritage Festival, hearts grow lighter, hands start waving handkerchiefs, and life, despite hardships or hurricanes, becomes a celebration.
Ashley Kahn is author of The House the Train Built, the story of Impulse Records, and he's also a regular contributor to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts.